Here at All Things Considered, we don't normally tell you about local weather, but today we came across one extraordinary forecast. According to the National Weather Service webpage, the weather in San Jose, California, this coming weekend, looked to be, let's say, inclement. A bone-chilling negative 30,000 degrees Fahrenheit. And combine that with a 30,000% chance of precipitation, it sounded like a weekend south of the San Francisco Bay when you'd be better off staying indoors. We spoke with a forecaster at the National Weather Service office who assured us that this was not the actual forecast for this weekend. He chalked the error up to a computer glitch during the graveyard shift. But we couldn't help but wonder, what would weather like that mean for the San Jose area? Well, Allison Bridger is chair of the meteorology department at San Jose State University.
Well, the coldest temperature in San Jose I've seen is about 17 Fahrenheit, plus 17 Fahrenheit.
She told us that a temperature anywhere near 30,000 below zero would obviously be record-breaking, but there wouldn't be anyone around to record the record.
We'd be unconscious and dead long before it got that cold. I shudder to think. I mean, everything would freeze up, obviously, and the atmosphere would condense out. There'd be nothing to breathe.
Allison Bridger said the actual weather right now in San Jose isn't a picnic either.
The big event that's going on today is the high winds that we've been experiencing, and various bits of garden furniture are blowing by. And we have a small dog, and we don't dare let her out. She may blow away.
But even despite the wind chill, it's not going to get anywhere near negative 30,000 degrees this weekend, which is good news to Paul Grant.
My son and I are going skiing tomorrow, and we're hoping for cold weather, but not really that cold. I mean, that's a real howler.
Mr. Grant is a visiting scholar of applied physics at Stanford University, and he lives in San Jose.
To have a temperature of minus 30,000 degrees Fahrenheit would violently violate all the known laws of physics.
And even at the more temperate absolute zero, skiing wouldn't be very much fun.
No, that's true. And it is thermodynamically impossible to lower the temperature of anything to absolute zero. It would take all the energy of the universe in a refrigerator to get there.
And just for the record, Steve Anderson of the National Weather Service in Monterey, California, gladly gave us this weekend's actual outlook.
And the forecast for the remainder of the weekend, through the weekend, overnight lows will range from 40 to 45 degrees.